Hey Pijuju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chami, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. It's that time of the air evening that we look at business affairs, we look at issues of economics and issues of bread and butter. And from the hour of 1800 hours to the hour of 1900 hours, it is, as it has always been the case, this is the platform that we come up with constructive criticism. We give you what is happening around the world. We give you the context of business. We look at opportunities in Namibia, opportunities in the region, and also opportunities in the international affairs, especially looking at what can be done in the context of giving opportunity to the young people. We learn from the best, and we also interview guests, particularly from the business sector, from trade sector, from social development, and everything that affects our bread and butter. And it's a Monday of the 9th of March 2026, and the world has a lot of challenges. The world has also a lot of opportunities, and it's up to us to find a way on how we should be able to navigate through these challenges, and also what are some of the better things that we need to do to not only complain about climate change, not only complain about war, not only complain about economic crisis, but find a way on what is the game plan, how can we navigate through. We are greeting you from your number one favorite talk radio station. Some of you, we understand that you are still at work. Some of you, you are on your way back home. And also some of you, you are planning about what will happen tomorrow. And also some of you are having a cold drink. You are having a cold beer. Maybe you are having a cold, cool drink. That is to make sure that you are relaxing after a very long day. And there are also still those who have been looking for opportunities throughout the day, and they did not get any of what they are looking for. But what is necessary is that even tomorrow, if there is no motivation, you must be a motivation. The fact that you still have energy, the fact that you still looking ahead, we understand that situation on the ground is not conducive. But the Namibians, we are never defined by giving up. We are the land of the braves, and in whatever we do, either we start up a startup business that is thriving, or we start up a startup business that is not operating what we are known for. Even in other countries, we are known to be the land of the braves, because we historically did not only fight the greatest army in Africa at that time, but we have proven it through thick and thin, through droughts, through flood, through economic crisis, through COVID-19, and we managed to thrive through. And looking at our records, we are not just an easy country to deal with. We recently got something to boast about, even when our economy is not recovering. We have something to boast about of winning the COSAFA Women's Champions. And these days, just the day before yesterday, it was International Women's Day. And give flowers to the Namibian national team, particularly our ladies, who have scored incredible goals and raised our flags high. And in today's edition of Business and Economic Segment, I will be in conversation with Faith Jambari, spokesperson, a communication officer from Ken Technologies, especially when she is going to speak to us about innovation, technology, and services that they are offering, especially cheap, understandable, and also content-based services that is being given to students and also ordinary people, especially if you are finding yourself at a rural area. Before we go to that conversation, it's quite important and crucial also to look at what is happening, especially around the world. And you know, interesting thing happening. You know what is happening, especially in the ongoing war in the Middle East. It was stated that when it comes to the Middle East, the Iranian supreme leader was elected, and you've elected Mojamba Khamenei, who is the second son of the late Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. And at the age of 58, he was elected during the most difficult time that Iran is facing. And this is seen as a sign of resistance, sign of defiance. And the Iranians are saying, if you have to take down the Ayatollah, who was 86, now they bring Ayatollah, the young one. And they are saying, looking at his background, he has been one of the quiet but most influential person, particularly in the Islamic Revolutionary Guards and also the security circle of Iranian, you know, and also the areas of clerics. He has a background in theology and also regarded as a hardliner. To say the world was expecting somebody who is diplomatic, but in honor of his inauguration and salutation, in honor of his inauguration, what the Iranian Revolutionary Guard did is that they have sent numerous missiles to Israel as a sign of, I think it's baptism of fire, to indicate that they got a new leader and the war is intensifying. There are new tactics and strategies every day. And everybody's praying for that war to come to an end. And it seems like even the Iranians and the U.S. seems like they want to bring this war into the conclusion. Because if it's about contestation in firepower, it looks like destruction is happening both sides. Either it's the U.S. military assets, either it's with the Iranian infrastructure, either it's the infrastructure of the Israelis, either it's the infrastructure of the neighbors. And look at the United Arab Emirates, you look at Oman, you look at Qatar, you look at Dubai. Countries are complaining, and somebody had to say, what will be the future of the U.S. military asset in the Middle East? Is this going to be the end, or is it going to be the beginning of intensifying? Because when it comes to war, war is not a good thing, because if you have lived your years, let us live too, so that we can be able. We can also be able to see the beauty of life. Unlike we are about to survive, then you are indicating that you want to distract. But we are also able to see that there is different opinions and views, especially from European nations who are saying they are deploying their assets, but not really to war. But they are deploying their military assets to make sure that there is a protection of the citizens and also their assets in the region. It's stated that in the Middle East, oil prices have surged past the $100 mark as conflict in the Middle East intensifying. It's stated that the Strait of Hormuz, which was closed, has a negative impact on the global trade of oil. And the question should always be, how is Namibia going to navigate? Do we have a strategic plan? Do we have a plan under the carpet on how we are going to navigate through this aspect? But it's quite important. Quite necessary to understand that challenges outside, although they affect us, should not distract us to focus on our global, to focus on our domestic objectives, which is building the economy, which is creating over 500,000 jobs, which is expanding Namibian economy beyond 6%, and also to make sure that young people are given an opportunity. Remember that in the month to come, in April, graduation will be able to start again, and a lot of young people are coming into the market, and the question should always be asked to say, is the market ready to absorb the young people? And when you are speaking about market readiness, we are not only speaking about the job market. Is the business sector ready to absorb the young people? Are the young people, is there enough funds, apart from national youth and entrepreneurship funds, are there enough funds also to make sure that the young people, when they finish graduating, if they find themselves in a situation that they are not able to navigate through, particularly the job market, are they able to get direct assistance without struggling so much, especially in the time where credit to private sector is defined by Bank of Namibia as subdued? What can be done to make sure that the financial sector, the financial services, apart from you know, few of them, the financial services they entrust the Namibian young people, they entrust the public sector, they entrust the private sector, particularly the private sector, those who have experience so that they can be able to mentor others. So that should be the question, especially looking at moving forward. So stay tuned, because we are here until the hour of 19. Yeah, we are moving forward with business and economic segment. And there is always something which I like speaking about, especially to parents. You know, we are expecting a lot of graduation this year. And you don't need to be hard on your children. It's going to be a bumpy road. It's not going to be easy. And it's difficult for everybody. If the children of David are graduating and are getting job first, you don't need to kill your children. You don't need to pressure them. We know people are expecting a bread at home. But the economy, you understand, the economy is not built. There are those who, and there's always something which has been also stated, to say there are always who give unnecessary pressure to somebody. The fact that the person is not able to get a job is not a crime. But a person must try. If you have money, invest in your children to start a business. If you have finance, invest in your children to start a business, because things are not easy. You should not also give up in assisting your children to look for a job and also upskilling, because other things, they just need extra skills. And there are people who do not understand that there is always value in education. Whether you are working or you are not working, once a person continues studying, once a person continue adding the skills, once a person continue adding this qualification and this diploma while looking for opportunities, there is always an opportunity which will come through. That is why we are always indicating that even to parents, don't kill your children because they are not able to get jobs on time, because things are very tough. They are very tough there. It's always important to be with them until they settle, because some of them, they give up. Then they think that are unnecessary, because they want to make you proud. But what is necessary is that whether the situation is tough or what, we must prove that we are resilient and find a way on how we can navigate through. And also working together, there's always a saying which stated that there's nothing which make an uneducated person happy than seeing a graduate suffering. And that is true. But if you went to school, if you went to a training center and you're not able to find something, please believe in yourself. The fact that you're able to get that qualification, it also means that you can withstand the challenges and the test of time, and you can be able to move forward. And in today's conversation, we'll be speaking with a spokesperson of the tech company. It's an entrepreneur. It's an entrepreneurship, initiative that is dealing with technology. And I'm always excited, especially when I'm speaking with young people. I'm always very happy, especially when I'm speaking with people who find solutions to Namibian problems, especially to people who say, I'm not going to complain, but I'm going to practically apply the knowledge and skills that are needed. I'm going to practically apply the knowledge and skills that I got from school. And you also find those students too, who would realize to say, even if I'm a student, I have to push through and embark on this initiative. And that should always be a motivation. It should not be a competition. And we must always continue supporting our young people. Before we go to the conversation for today, understand that people are watching. There are various views about our parliament. There's a lot of expectation from parliament. There's a lot of laws which are... Yeah, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. It's that time of the evening that we look at business, we look at economic affairs and everything that affect our bread and butter. And today we'll be speaking about technology, innovation, and also how you can utilize technology for the benefit of Namibian economy. However, I'm not alone today in the studio. I'm joined by the spokesperson of Ken Technologies, that is Faith Jambali. just to give us context and also to give us perspective, particularly when we speak about GAN technology. What are we speaking about? What are some of the opportunities out there? And also, what are some of the challenges too? And what solution is this technological companies is going to come up with, especially in the Namibia that we look at innovation and industrialization. Faith, thank you very much for joining us at the Business and Economic segment, and how is your evening?
Good evening. Thank you for having me. My evening is going great. How are you?
No, we are doing very well, and I hope our listeners have been waiting for this conversation, especially when we speak about technology, innovation, and also areas of development, particularly when it comes to GAN technology. Before we go to the context of conversation, maybe just to give us some of the key objectives of GAN technology. What is your company's service? What are you offering? What do you have for us and also for our dear listeners?
Okay, so Canopus Technologies, also known as CanTech, is an ISP. Mm. It is an internet service provider. We provide internet services and IT solutions. We are about almost 2 years old. So yes, that is technically what we do.
What kind of technology, if you just have to go deep into it, if I'm a client, I want a service from GAN Technology, what is that you do to my business?
Okay, so we provide people with internet services, internet. So we have different packages. We mostly cater to the rural areas and people who cannot afford the current market price for internet. So we really we have really good low prices for the internet that we sell, from as little as $250 a month.
Okay.
And that is for like 6 Mbps, but and then the list goes on and on. We also do sell internet vouchers. We have hotspots in single quarter. And we sell vouchers, so technically you can buy an internet voucher,
yeah,
and then you can get connected for as little as $6, and that takes you for about 12 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
So explain to me what if I have is it any kind of phone? How is that working?
Any kind of phone, whether it's an iPhone, an Android, your laptop, if you need internet in those hotspot areas, we have got you covered.
Oh, that's beautiful. Maybe what is your role and your responsibility as part of GAN Technology? What do you do there? If somebody want to know, to say I'm speaking with
Yes.
Faith, what is your role there and what are your key activities that you are dealing with?
So I am a communications officer.
Yeah.
So I work in communications, the company's communications, dealing with the internal stuff that happens in the company.
Yeah.
I also work in marketing. Mm. So the company's brand, PR, posting, whether it be at an exhibition or whatnot, I work with the PR as well.
Mm-hmm. Seems like you are meeting a lot of people on a daily basis.
Yes, I do. I deal with clients as well, helping them get their contracts. And for people who are interested in buying internet from us, mm-hmm. I also deal with them.
What is the best part of your job that you can say, really, as a communication officer, you enjoy it so much?
I think my favorite part of the job is when our clients give us great feedback. Mm-hmm. When they can say like, oh, thank you so much for helping me. The internet is up and running. Everything's well. I think that makes me happy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, let's go to the details of it. Maybe for how long have you been operational? What are the current customer bases? What are some of the customer bases that you guys have? And who are your clients to say? But let's look at that historical background of your company.
Okay, so Canopus Technology was founded by Mr. Nero Dangi Ndongo.
Okay.
We've been operational for 3 years now.
Okay.
And we cater, our customer basis is mostly low-income communities, mm. informal and rural communities, typically the people that cannot afford the current market prices.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so we cater mostly to those people. That's how our client basis looks like right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hot dogs. I love hot dogs. I wonder why it's called a hot dog. I can eat them day or night. Let's squeeze some tomato sauce on this bad boy and enjoy. Ah, no! Now I've got tomato sauce on my dog, my watch, and my favorite shirt.
Sometimes you just squeeze too hard, and your favorite shirt gets ruined. But luckily, with Express Credit's easy payday loans, you can get up to 9,000 Namibian dollars to help ease your financial squeeze in under 15 minutes.
Ah, now that's a relief.
Visit expresscredit.com.na. Express Credit, money when you need it.
Our client basis looks like right now.
You said you cater for people at the rural areas.
Yes.
Let me say my grandmother, who is at the northern part of Namibia, want to use your service.
Yes.
She has a smartphone, but she is using MTC and also TN Mobile. But she want to understand how can she be assisted by your technology. How will you approach that?
Okay, firstly, we want to look at her budget.
Okay.
As I said again, we do try to really provide a good internet to mostly people who can really not afford it. So if we look at her budget and we can see what she can afford monthly, and then we know which package to give her. So that's the first thing we would do. We would also look at how many people live in the house with her. Is it just her alone? And then we would obviously find the course in which we can assist her.
If she wants Wi-Fi, you can give.
Yes, she wants Wi-Fi, we can give her.
Oh, that's great. I think at the end of our conversation, if you have a price list or who will be able to provide with us, then we can also be able to share it with customers also. But that will happen, especially at the end of our conversation.
Okay.
Now, you are operating in an area of technology.
Yes.
And it's quite a very beautiful thing that you came at this time. Particularly when Namibia is looking at Agenda 2030 and aiming for Namibia to be an industrialized country. And you guys are in line with what the president wants. Now, moving forward, let us look at the challenges. What are some of the challenges? What are some of the biggest hurdles as a tech company you have been faced with? And how do you deal with that?
For Ketapus Technologies, I feel like one of the challenges that we've had is there's not enough hours in the day.
Okay.
A lot of work to get done, not enough hours in the day.
Yeah.
Obviously, really, nothing really that challenging for us.
Yeah.
I think our only problem is that we wish there were more hours in the day for us to be able to cater to everyone all at once. But other than that, we don't really have big hurdles that we can really complain about. Yes.
No, it's quite a very good response. You know how how I got that? That's why you came 15 minutes before time. And I was expecting, you know, African time.
So yeah.
I was expecting for you to come with the African time, but it's quite a very, very good thing when you look into that. But maybe moving forward, what can you say since 3 years of being operational? What can you really say are some of the biggest achievements? What can you say are some of the biggest success that your tech company has achieved?
Okay.
Yeah.
In the beginning, it was really tough, from getting the licenses to picking out who we want to cater to picking up the prices as well for the different packages, just deciding what we want the brand to be, what we want the company to be about, the values and objectives, I feel were really what shaped, the mission and vision to be what it is today. And, that setting the foundation and getting that license to say you can now officially operate and provide internet services to people, I feel was one of our biggest successes, because now we got to see the vision, because first it was just a vision. A little bit of the backstory is the founder, Mr. Nero, he originally started by selling a hotspot. So he was one of those cool kids that just had hotspot, that everybody was like, can you hotspot me? Can you hotspot me? Word got out. Everybody knew that he's the guy to go to if you need hotspot. If you need to quickly send your assignment, the campus Wi-Fi is tripping. He's your guy. So he started off with that idea. And then he went forth to say, what if I sold internet instead of just hotspotting people all the time? Because now he would hotspot, obviously, for a little fee, because he needed to buy away again, right, for people to be able to hotspot from him. So just from that he went on to start the ISP now. Mm-hmm. So I think that just the vision and how it started to what it is today set the foundation to finally see a vision come to light. Mm-hmm. With so much work and time and tedious time, honestly, the process can be very long. And yeah. Just to see it through, and that just set the foundation to what now he can build on and make greater. Mm-hmm. And I think that has been one of the biggest successes, I would say, honestly, just being able to operate and being able to provide the internet to the people that we intended it to be provided to, and just getting feedback from them as well, and seeing that we are making a difference, and seeing the growth over the past 3 years. It's been quite a lot of growth.
No, it's quite a very good thing. You know, when you have identified the problem and and the solution at the same time, mm-hmm. and that is an entrepreneurship that nobody can take it away from you.
Yeah.
And looking into that context, let us look at artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. People speak about AI is not a threat, it's an opportunity. AI is here to assist us. We want to know, in the current tech world, there is a lot of speaking about the use of AI to boost our business and all these things. Can technology integrating AI to operationalize its service?
Yes, we do use AI. You can see it on our online, on our website. Yeah. We have an AI chatbot as to where, when you are a client or anyone viewing it, honestly, and you have a few questions, a few queries you would like to know about us or anything that you would like to ask. If you're interested in a service, you can ask the AI chatbot and it will help you. And then we can also see the different queries that are being asked by clients or people. Mm. And then we can, make the page better by adding the information that they're asking on, so it's much more clear and more understandable for people. So I think that's the only area that we use AI in. Uh-huh. Yes. And also, just to share, when I first had first interview, when I first had my first interview, I had my first AI interview, as in the, I think that's another area as well. So the AI chatbot interviews you. So, I found it so funny because I thought I was going to speak to an actual person, but there was a chatbot behind me, and it honestly made me feel a little bit more comfortable because the chatbot just explained to me, like, calm down, especially when I'm going to ask you these questions, you're going to answer. Okay. And it was so much fun because you got to see the words on the screen, and it was a different experience. Mr. Ndongo got to put the questions on, and then it assesses your body language, your grammar, and all of these things, and it gives you like a score sheet, so you can see how you did in the interview. So that was nice, and then it also gives you improvement tips.
So you passed through a detection light.
Yeah.
it's quite a very good thing. It's quite
a
very good thing, especially when that the context is brought about, because that is where we are going into.
Yeah.
And if we have tech company and you guys are already ahead, and it's quite amazing, and I think this should be encouraged. Now, let us look at apart from connecting us to internet, apart from selling us internet services.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at other areas such as food security or agriculture. Do we have is can technology service applicable to the agriculture sector? And if it's applicable to agriculture sector, how is that?
Okay, so we do provide agri-smart solutions.
Yeah.
This is where farmers can digitalize their irrigation system with IoT embedded sensors and smart tags, all connected to the internet, which promotes for access, and they are allowed. This is how they can see and monitor their cattle, the number of cattle they have, and their crop production also. Mm-hmm. So in that area, we help with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Now let us look at Kentech and also Basecamp Namibia.
Yes.
So today's interview is spawned by Basecamp Namibia. Talk to us about your journey with Basecamp and how Basecamp has been of assistance, particularly into the operationalization and the functioning of Kentech.
Basecamp is like that big brother that you have that guides you in all the right ways. Okay. Yes, their truth can be a bit harsh, but Basecamp has technically been that for us, a guidance to help us in the career and the company. It has assisted us with, we attended the entrepreneurship workshops that they have and the mentorship. So they helped us shift the company from being a technical focused company to finding more meaning behind it. I can say to where it can be a sustainable business is how it has helped us. It not only provides services, Kentech not only provides services and employment, but it also tackles unemployment because people can now earn by being a reseller for us. So whether it be a student, somebody who owns a shop, somebody who's looking to start a business can also become a reseller for us and earn a small profit as well. So Basecamp has definitely helped us find more meaning behind the company and not just to say, oh, we just sell internet. No, it has definitely helped
so
with that.
So it has assisted with mentorship.
Yes.
What about networking? Is it also a great platform for
networking? With networking. We've met up with a lot of people. You also get connected with a lot of other companies at exhibitions or social events, wherever it may be also.
Yes, Faith, just before you look at conclusion, before we call it a day or an evening, it's actually an early evening before we call it an evening, let us go through the products again, once again, very slowly, especially to those who are at the village. Maybe you can also be able to give us a practical example, especially who at the rural area could be able to be your client, and also clarify information, especially to those new clients. There are people who, let me say, I go to the cattle post and what I want just to be connected. I just want internet and to be connected to, you know, to do my other works. I can be a student, but I make the cattle post. I can be just stuck at the village. But connection is key, as we are speaking now.
Yes.
For connect, transferring of funds, information, and all these things. Maybe just to look at five key products that you are offering, and also the range of you know, your clients, and how should they access you. Then we can go to the website and all these things.
Yes. So once again, we provide internet services. Just like Telecom, just like MTC, just like everyone. We cater mostly to the people, our client bases is mostly to the people in the rural areas, low-income communities, people who really cannot afford internet, the today's market price, and still want to stay connected and still have no choice but to stay connected and need to stay connected. So we want to really help these people and communities by connecting them all. Through very affordable internet packages. We have run about, I think, four or five very good internet packages. The smallest one with the 6 Mbps starts at $250 million to 400 and 500. 500 is the most expensive one that we have. But I don't think that's very expensive, but yes.
It's understandable.
So different speeds, obviously the different packages have different speeds, and the speed doesn't mean because you are paying $250 for yours, it's going to be any slower. The 200 right about the 201 is for mostly the 6 Mbps is for probably if I have a daughter and I live with my daughter at home and that's just me and her, or we're three people in the house, you know, that works more efficiently. Like with any internet, of course, the more people are connected to it, you know, the more shaky it becomes. So different packages for different households. Yes, so for people who are in the rural areas and you need internet, but you can't afford really crazy expensive internet, whether it be your 3 in a house or your 4 in a house or your 6 or 7 in a house, different packages for you. We have you covered. It's the same speed. It works just as good as it does. The signing up process is not difficult. It's not a long process. It's very easy. You sign a contract with us. We get the guys to come over, check out the place. We give you proper internet.
That is
up and running.
It's a Wi-Fi.
Yes. Uh-huh. It's Wi-Fi. Uh-huh. Yes. And then also for the people who now really, really, really can't afford it, there is also the different hotspots that we have. We have one in single quarters. We also recently installed one by Augustinium.
Ega meno jomau yere lego komarungura, kalishi ashike upsa kadhiwa pa uteknika, oliriwa omkundu opashigwana, upsa kadhiwa paliko, no hashivuro oku ya moshipara uhupiro uongeshefa. Oshini momtumba wa Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition omvomao vigajo mirongo mbalina hamano, iikondo epangero mahanga no wopa umwene, uministeri wepangero ni ikondo ya yoroka no handimwe, onetamu ithanwa, muhoroke komtumba omtitatu watumburwa mete tekero esiko milongo mbali naga lisiko mbali naga nega apiriri maovigalio milongo mbali naga mano ekaroko Arembush Travel Lodge movenduka oshiparashi kundathanwa okuanja gane kuyerele kombinga uko shoki wopo ungomba ano saiba hejin kena una oku ironge kithira omashongo wako marungura no marongo kekopopeko jerongizo jo marungura na iru inji koneka omahangano ohandimwe ni kondo mbokata mkatu maa akaliripo ya konda pantu ya tano otamukape wa ompi pito yom tugumwe awedhu wapo hasho ashikeshoka pethimbo yom tumba uko tungoka otakukakarao VIP cyber gala dinner nuyere lounji wa maisha angizo no mapurapuro patatha na nayo konoraje tatu imwe onda tu ya tano omgoigeali nenge ko email info@dstech.com.na nenge utarelepwe panja jao jopa ungomba ko www.dstech.com.na Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition Securing Namibia Digital Future.
Choose driving sober over driving intoxicated. Choose to obey speed limits over speeding. Choose to use pedestrian crossings over crossing just anyway. And choose to replace worn out tires over pinching pennies. Choose to do the right thing on our roads and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
We also recently installed one by Augustinium for the school, and then we also have one more not too far from single quarters, just in the same street as well. So how this works is you can buy vouchers from the nearby shops where the hotspot is. So it's very clear. You see the poster, you see the banner. You can buy the vouchers there from as little as $6.50, and they go up according to how long you want to have it. So the $6.50 one is 12 hours of internet that you get.
So it is.
Yes. Okay. 12 hours of internet that you get. You can get the one for $35, which is for the whole week, 7 days. So technically, you just put in that little password onto your phone. It registers you. You put your name. You get it in. You are good for the next how many hours or how many days that you need the Wi-Fi access for. So this is also really good for students who don't have Wi-Fi at home. And, you know, campus Wi-Fi is not the best also. So
indeed.
You can put in your voucher and you're at home and you can get your studies done. And for the aunties who need to help their children with schoolwork, or anybody who would love to maybe download a movie or two at home or get some schoolwork done, we are here for you and we got you covered. And the IT solutions, it's more of the technical guys part, but we also offer those. Yes.
No, it's quite a very beautiful thing. You know, sometimes you are a student, you are just stuck, you just want to send your assignment.
Yeah.
And there's always this pressure from a lecturer to say, after this one, we are going to detect all these things. But with a short time internet connection or within the time that you want it, let me say you just have $6 or you just have $20. It's quite a very good thing. And with Hotspot, I think it's going to assist a lot of students and also adults too, especially those who are in need of internet connection. Now, Faith, let us look at your website. Let us look at how we can reach you. Maybe there is somebody who wants to communicate with you, somebody who wants credit, somebody who wants your service, especially a person is at a rural area or somebody who is interested in knowing exactly how to access this very beautiful services, and I'm recommending it already to people. And it's quite a very good thing that you come up with this solution. Let us look at the website and also email maybe, and also how you people can be able to connect to Kentech.
Okay, so if you are interested in looking through our website and seeing our services that we offer, you can find us at kentech.com.na. And if you would like to send us an email, you can send it to info@kentech.com.na, and then you can call us on 081-3541-233. That is
081-3541-233. Yes, that is Faith Jambari. And maybe just the message that you have to leave, either this to students or to listeners out there. There are people who want to, because it's always, it can be difficult to move to the first step, but a person who really want assistance, just maybe a message for clarification, particularly to new clients, students, maybe parents, especially the message that you have for them from Ken Technologies.
Okay, from Kentech, Kenopus Technologies, I just want to say you are always welcome to be a part of our family. Join us and stay connected today. Thank you.
Yes, Faith, thank you very much for joining us this evening. Thank you for your time, and also thank you for that technologically driven solution, and wish you well.
Thank you.
Right, cool. Coming there. And one of them is oil and gas, that is overdue. And everybody is expecting to see what is being discussed into parliament should be result into realized laws that can be able to build this economy of ours. And if somebody asks you to say, in terms of prediction, in 2026, how is Namibia economy is going to grow? If it's predicted to grow at 3%, did 3% did anything to us all those years? If it was not able to grow at 3%, how is Namibian economy going to grow in a time where there is a threat in the oil price? In the time where we depend so much on uranium and less on any other commodities that we depended so much on beforehand? That should be the question that everybody should be able to ask himself, and also find a way to say, if we are predicting our economy to grow at 3%, what is that we need to do better so that we can reach 6% that has been targeted? And believe me, you economists agreed to say, for us to achieve NDP6, our economy need to grow beyond 6%. For us to achieve the realization of NDP6, and that can be possible. That can only be possible if we do what we say and you practically apply what is needed, especially when it comes to development. So stay tuned when we are going to enter with a conversation with Faith Jambari. Yeah, there you got it from Ken Technology. You got it from Ken Technology to say other kids are coming up with new initiative. If somebody was just a connector in the street, or somebody was just be able to hotspot people and realize that I can turn this thing into a business. I just need funding. I just need to start with what I have. I just need an incubation center such as Basecamp. I just need assistance. Then that is really something that should be people should be grateful about. And with me, my flyers here, especially when it's coming to Ken Technology Fixed Wireless. And there are various packages that you can be able to get. And connectivity nowadays is it's becoming as like a human right, because you can't do anything. You can't be connected. You can't do anything without technology. Even if you want to do a transaction, want to send your kids money, if you want to do homework for your kids, if you're at a rural area, you need a Wi-Fi. And these are the people that can be able to assist you. That's why at Business and Economic Segment, we always accept and respect, particularly the business people that come up with innovative solutions to the problems that everybody is facing, especially that is affecting our needy people, because the content should always be, how should you meet the downtrodden at the edge, who are at the edge of the Namibian economy? If you can be able to give internet to a person at deep down Sesfontein, if you can give internet to somebody who is deep down in Okongo village, who is in Kamatapati, and the same person will also be met with 70% household electrification by 2030, then the same individual is also somebody who can be powered by solar or by Nyuki, then there is no way that you are not going to have the Namibia that you want in 2030. There's no way that you are not going to have a Namibia that you want, because what is necessary, the important aspect of development is giving services to the people. If you give service to the people, are these services affordable? Are they sustainable? Are they inclusive? And can they be used for a very long time? And if these services are sustainable, can they be used to reproduce? Can they be used to build the economy? Because one of the questions which I have asked is the question of connectivity to agricultural sector. To say, if you have a technology that can be used to promote and expand food production in Namibia, why should you not be supported? If you have a technology that can make Namibian education system easier, Namibian education system affordable, Namibian education system productive, why should you not be supported? And this can go to say, if you have a technology that can be allow Namibians logistic companies to accelerate their productivity, if you have that technology, maybe the technology that can also assist our parliamentarians to do research better, or that can be able to assist our parliamentarians to get clear data, or the technology that can be used in policy making and implementation connectivity to allow us to do what we say, because there is always an aspect of aligning our intention with our result. And until we come to that point, then we must be able to find that technology. And looking at the issue of unemployment, really, the guys in tech, the guys who do research in tech, you must work really hard, because it's through technology, it's through these startups, because the highest paid startups, when they started, they don't have an office. When they started, they were just suitcase businesses. But look at where they are now. Look at the wealth of their data center. And it's only if Namibian technological guru are supported, not only from an initial point of view, but are supported beyond the obvious. Because we are still looking at the point where our data centers, our data storage, and our data management will be owned and also stored by Namibians. We are still looking to that future where we are not find ourselves compromised, particularly when you want somebody to assist us, especially in terms of data storage, because it's through data, it's through information that you can be able to base your research, and it's through information that you can be able to find solutions to your problem. Either it's medical solutions, technological solutions, and also solutions that are in line with finding better ways on developing Namibia, even tracking system, because if you look at where we are now, especially looking at the center of Namibia, looking at the Namibia city, like the Windhoek city, you'll be able to realize that I can complain, and it's my democratic rights to state out things that are not correct, especially our difficulty in dealing with the issue of housing in Windhoek. But one thing that you cannot take away from Windhoek is that their aim of becoming a smart city is manifesting, especially in terms of technology. But the question is that when you are becoming a smart city, how many of your residents will be able to use the services of the smart city? Because the smart city should not only be seen at the center, as it has been stated through the City of Windhoek strategic plan that will end in 2027. It should be a smart city that can be able to accommodate every individual, every 500,000 people that you find in the City of Windhoek, and the population that is growing with 3%, over 3% every year. And that should be the definition of the future moving forward, particularly when we respect technology. We are moving forward with business and economic segment, and speaking about technology, speaking about development in the technological sector. It's also a question of Namibians to say, apart from us learning computer science, apart from us learning information communication technology, apart from us understanding the science behind things, what is our role in innovation? What is our role in innovation? Because we must be...
So, what will your friends think if you show up at school with a brand new 10th gen iPad? TopScore Instant is making back to school in 2026 the coolest thing ever, giving away unbelievable prizes. To win one of 8 iPads or a weekly stationery voucher worth 1,000 Namibian dollars, simply buy a 1kg or 2kg TopScore Instant from any store nationwide and SMS Instant to 24442. Competition ends 31 March 2026. T's and C's apply. TopScore, a proud product of Namib Mills.
Care that helps you care for others. That's the Basic Mental Health First Aid course, free for NHP members. You learn how to spot early signs of mental or emotional distress in friends, family, or colleagues, and how to guide them to the right support before small struggles become bigger problems. Learn more and register for free at nhp.com.na. T's and C's apply. NHP. Rooted in care for you.
Your health, your life, your peace of mind. NHP, we're about you.
What is our role in innovation? Because we must be competitive to say, in terms of our academia, have we just produced technicians or have we produced engineers who can innovate? What is our contribution to Namibian robotic system? What is our contribution to the tracking system? What are the new app that Namibians came up with? And I'm also happy to indicate that although there are fewer Namibians, less than 15 Namibians who came up with initiatives which are advancing the use of technology in Namibia, you must be able to understand that we must really continue not only to fix the hardware, but to go into the engine of things, to go into the software of things, and own products that are made by Namibians. Products that are not only as a product of fixing things, but products that are owned by Namibians, Namibian copyrights that can be used in Namibia and also can also be used beyond. There is one thing that we should be very clear about. When you speak about the economy, when you speak about the issue of internal or intra-trade, Africa continental free trade area, then there is an aspect of Pan-Africa payment and settlement system. Then you want to say we want to reduce Africa losing between 4 to 5 billion every year due to the third currency. You know, what will also catch us is that when we are running away from the exploitative system, in transition to the new system that we are getting into, which technology are we going to use, which hiring which companies are we going to hire to assist us when we are going to use Pan-Africa payment and settlement system? Because people now, if you want to travel, the traditional way of catching a taxi will soon cease to exist. And the people are going to use their mobile phone to catch what they are catching, to go to point A to B, especially looking into the future. People will continue to use technology. And that is an inevitable part of how things are. And if you look at the World Economic Forum report of 2025 and also prediction of 2026, particularly when you look at the future of jobs and skills, apart from conflict resolutions, apart from emotional intelligence, apart from ability to be fair.